Hey everybody, welcome back to the cast for episode 24. I'm your host, Wyatt Lackman. Pleasure to meet you. Love to be inside your ears again, you know.
just likes to get up in there and just hang out.
Lay down.
He doesn't do anything.
Lay down, hang out.
He just sits there.
Get a throw pillow or something and just watch a movie.
So he hops on Netflix.
And that's why they're called head movies.
Yep. That intro is courteous of, you know,
the Jersey Shore.
You shouldn't, yeah, Jersey Shore.
Jersey Shore.
You know. The whole cast is there, just tanning it up.
It's a band called Electrix with two X's, and it's a remix to a Tetris song,
but not X Electrix.
No,
it's Electrix with two X's at the end.
Yeah, instead of C, instead of
because
just putting
they're
one
so
letter.
Clever that way.
They're super hardcore. But no, they were bringing up Jersey Shore because the picture of the two artists are totally broed out.
Very.
Either that or it's just they're from Sweden.
Or Europe.
Or Europe. Yeah, we'll just throw out Europe in general.
Europe in general.
Yeah.
Because Asia's
anyone
in Europe.
From there could be on the cast of Jersey Shore. That's just the way it is.
I don't think they have the violence in them. Like
they wouldn't punch women over there.
I also don't think that they like fucking bulk up as much as the Jersey Shore guys.
I can't imagine they get very good tans.
Yeah, that's true. So, if you haven't been able to tell by the voices so far, I have Robert,
sexy Rob,
come back to the cast, and Terry,
significantly less sexy Terry. That's marginally.
Marginally sexy Terry. That's going to be your new title. So if you ever see Terry on the street, just be like, hey, that's marginally sexy Terry.
Sexy in the right
light. If you see Terry dressed all in black, he goes by the name of Daddy Longleg.
And I'm only sexy at night, Dwight. Because it rhymes.
It does.
Look at that, Robert. You started a new thing already. Fucking not even 3 minutes into the podcast. And you gave three people new names.
Just trailblazing.
That's right.
You're a trailblazer.
Yeah. I'm on fire.
On fire. That's it. You're trying to talk in the mic and drink beer at the same time.
I love that. Wait, 1 second.
It was pretty funny. Because he was like trying to tip the beer and then he would stop right, and look back at the mic and then he'd be like, wait, hold nope. On. All right.
Not gonna work. No,
can't do it. Can't keep up.
Impossible.
You gotta
just
say
gargle
it. Anyways.
Just.
It's gonna be sound like Chewbacca's on here.
So, drinking some Shock Top today. I went out and brought a 12 pack for the cast.
It's already half gone.
Yeah, we done a little pre gaming beforehand. Six of that 12 is already gone.
There's still six left?
Yeah, there is six.
Nice.
Left. But don't worry, because I think Chris is actually having a little get-together tonight.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's back in town for a while.
Cool.
Yeah. So, how are you guys? What are you up to? What are you doing, aside from night now?
I'm good. I'm just being, you know? We just, like...
Just being Terry.
You just be.
Just... Just live life.
Just,
no stress.
Whatever life throws at you, just let it go. You just go with it, man.
Inspirational words.
I'm being a hippie, basically.
Marginally sexy, Terry.
Marginally.
Robert, how are you?
I'm all right. School started again, so.
Yeah, how's that?
Auditions and.
You go to Delta. That means you start soon, isn't it?
I start Monday.
Yeah, Terry.
Lucky.
Not going to be fun.
Yeah. Which means I'm going to have less time with all of my friends.
Yep.
I
you
like
need
them.
To get a job.
I do. If anybody hiring out there, let me know. any place that's not retail. I don't like retail.
That is a good distinction to make.
Yeah.
Because I'm not having fun in retail.
Retail is
no
boo-boo.
One has fun. And it wouldn't be so bad if there wasn't such dicks out there, you know?
Such stupid people.
Yeah, like people, especially, like, you know, when I worked at Game Crazy, I know what it's like, you know, dealing with people who spend a lot of money with game systems and everything.
Right.
You know, they're like, you know, you deal with a lot of money of theirs, so they're just like, they feel like they have more invested in the fact that they can treat you like shit.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like that. That's why I don't want to work at a bank either. You're dealing with people's fucking money, all their money. Don't like that.
So it's extra on pins.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it is about this time of year, but nobody thinks the store is even open. Like, cool. We've had two people that are like, are you guys open? Like, one guy drove up to the store. He parked right in front of the store. He didn't get out of his car or anything. He called the store. It's like, are you guys open? Can I come in? I walked outside. I'm like, yeah, we're open.
No, we're closed.
Like, Target's big open. Neon open sign right in the window.
Right.
Says
and,
open.
And your guys' hours right there on the...
They didn't bother getting out of the car, though. They're just like, whatever. We pulled up, and I guess apparently it doesn't look like we're open, so... I don't know.
Guys should just keep it that way. For the people that are too lazy to call, just drive by and be like, oh, they're closed.
Yeah, one day we barely had people come in, but we figured it's because of the heat. That was when it got to like 106 outside, and nobody was doing anything that night, or that day.
About 3 days out of this year. 3 days out of this year, it was just super hot.
Nobody did anything that day.
Yeah. And other than that, it was a pretty good summer. Today is cold. How you guys liking the weather?
Loving it.
Fucking awesome,
it.
Right?
It's about time.
Dude, this morning around 7 or so, because I woke up at 2. Around 7 this morning, it looked like it was going to rain. Fucking, it looked like tornado weather outside. There was like gray clouds. Nice. Like, it was overcast. It was super cold. Super cold. And I looked at my dad and I was like, it's going to rain today. And he goes, yeah, probably. And I'm like, yeah. Had a little celebration in my room.
Little party. Put some streamers up.
That's why I had to go get more beer. 7 in the morning, you know. You got to start early.
That's the definition of pre-gaming it.
A little tailgate party in my room. I should get a tailgate for my room. It's just like the back half of the truck. And I'll put it in my closet, and like when people come over, I'll whip it open and be like, bam!
There it is.
Like a barbecue in there. It's a terrible idea, but yeah, it's awesome.
Terrible.
In theory, it's awesome.
Just get a tailgate, really.
Yeah.
Put a tailgate on your Volkswagen.
Not really a tailgate. It's a hatchback.
Just do it. Don't overthink it. Just do it.
Okay.
Just get the backside of a pickup and put that on a hang on the back of your car and tow it around.
All right.
Have I showed you that picture? Somebody cut a Mark III Jetta in half and then put the back of a truck on it.
I've probably seen it over the course of my years.
Looked ridiculous. There was one where they took the Volkswagen Fox, something like that, and then they put it.
The Fox is the, like, 78. It's, like, way back.
Right. Yeah, they took one of those, and they put a truck back in on it. It was, like, long, too. It was, like, a stretch limo long.
Good for them.
Crazy. Not good for them. There's no point. Why would you do that?
Sorry. I fucked up.
Yeah, you did. I can't believe you said that.
I know. I can't either. I'm a terrible human being. So, good weather, you know. It's about really much. That's all been really going on, huh? We did some test shots.
We did.
No, it's actually a photo shoot that ended up being some test shots.
Yeah.
Did
a photo shoot for upcoming website for Israel De Leon's
De Leon
production company, which would be stillfreeproductions.com. And that day turned out we end up doing some test shots, so...
When it was hot outside.
Dwight could do color correction, and he actually put together a random trailer that's on YouTube.
Yeah.
And took totally random shots and made it epic with his own score, which he made.
Yeah.
Everything is he made. And the shots were literally pretty much just how they look in the trailer, just not epic.
Yeah.
And so we got some test shots done. We still need to do a lot more for our project.
We really do. We're not spending enough time on it. You know.
I think if I go and I get that duster and just wear it all the time,
ideas would just excrete out of you.
I'll feel like need to go do something right
now. I'm going to get you, like, a tape recorder with that duster. That way, just every time you have an idea, it's just, like, exterior. K-diver. Action roll in. Take out two dudes in the front. Grenades in the mouth.
I'd say you should just enter them every time. Just action roll.
Just wherever you go. Just wherever. Like, fucking into, like, the chief of police's office. Just, like, action roll in.
What's up, chief?
What's up, chief?
Oh, man.
We're going to have a lot of fun with that series. We just got to, you know... We should probably think of, like, a day out of the week. Just dedicate a day to, you know, coming up with stuff for that. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, I know it'll probably be a little bit hard, but... I don't know. We could talk about it.
We can do it, but it's... I hate to come up with all these ideas and then we can never make them happen. That's what I'm worried about.
How would they not be able to come?
Because we got to get. I mean, a lot of the scenes, yeah, it's me and you. We can do, but we need people. We need a crew.
Yeah, but ideas come first. You know, if we're gonna if we're gonna have a crew of people that, you know, hopefully will help us out for free.
Terry.
Terry.
No.
Marginally sexy Terry.
No.
that's gonna be your name in the credits. It's gonna be like black dude number
hold
6
up a rule or something like
that. just like point at a random number. you know, it'd be better if we had everything already prepared.
Yeah.
So when we show up there, we're like, okay, well,
yeah,
we're
yeah,
doing
yeah.
this,
well,
that,
of course.
And this. So that's what I'm saying. You know, like even if we just like, I don't know, dedicate a day or not. Okay.
What else would you like to do to the trailer? Because weren't we just gonna start with the trailer?
Well, we need to figure out what we're going to do. I mean, we have an outline right now.
Yeah.
We need to
what else do you,
work on the lines.
Oh, we need to
the
dialogue, yeah.
Yeah, we have to do what we're going to do, you know.
Dialogue.
All we have right now is an outline.
Got to do what you're going to do.
Yep.
Just do it.
All right.
Go
Kevin,
for it.
The mic, is that
Dive
yours?
Dive in. This is my mic.
Ignore.
You guys can't have any part of this.
I'll go in a little corner.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you my USB extension so you can hang out in the bathroom. Have yourself your own little acoustically
back, like,
tuned
so
bathroom.
Anyway, oh, wait 1 second. Okay.
Probably not a bad idea.
It's an excellent idea.
Yeah. Give everybody their own room, too.
I can be on the toilet while I do it.
That's an hour on the toilet, bro.
I've
you
been there
that?
Longer.
All right.
Wow.
All right. There you go.
Wow.
There you go, guys. Marginally sexy Terry.
Scott, marginally less sexy.
Slightly marginal. We're all kind of taking little sips of beer between
yeah.
takes. It's good
Delicious.
Stuff.
Delicious.
What else is there to talk about that I haven't mentioned yet?
Nothing. We're done. 13 minutes?
I always just forget to, like, mention stuff in the intro, you know?
Yeah, we need to figure out what we need to talk about right now.
We're going to Baskin-Robbins after this.
We are apparently going to Baskin-Robbins after this.
And the biggest scoops of ice cream you've ever seen.
We played a little bit of that Shank game right before this.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
It looks like an interesting game, but
yeah.
1,200 points is hard
nope.
to bite the bullet on for it.
Yeah, no way.
Yeah, it's a new game for the Xbox Live Arcade where it's a side-scroller 2D type deal. It reminds me kind of Penny Arcade's drawing type.
Yeah, it does.
You know? So if you know what that is all about, then you'll know what it's kind of what it looks like. I like the controls. The controls feel really cool. You know, I like slicing people and shoving a chainsaw into their
face.
You
like shanking them?
it's more like slashing.
You son of a bitch. This game is called Shank for a reason.
Maybe his name is Shank.
His name
yeah,
is
his
Shank.
His name is Shank,
yeah.
but
oh.
Shank's back. Shank shanks
oh,
people.
Oh, yeah, that's right. The cutscenes are really, really campy.
There shouldn't even be called cutscenes because there's no cut. You're just playing through
yeah, you're
as
playing
they're
the
playing.
Game, and in the little corner, a little box of something comes up, and
you're watching a cutscene as you play.
It's not exactly the best way to tell a story while you're trying to survive.
being attacked by weird guys that don't seem to care if they get shot or not.
No. They get shot and then they just keep on coming.
Yeah, it takes a good maybe 20 bullets to take down one guy. That's okay. If you combine Penny Arcade and Equilibrium with...
Yes, with knives.
Knives. Lots and chainsaws. Knives.
And chainsaws.
And grenades.
And 40s.
And 40s.
40s that heal your health.
That's a lot of stuff to add to a game. That's going to be really confusing for anybody who does not know what that game is or what it's about.
I'll figure it out. We have Google for that.
So the summer games are over. Summer arcade games.
Finally.
Yeah. Did you guys buy any of them?
Monday Night Combat and contemplating if I'm going to buy Limbo or not.
I'm thinking about buying Limbo.
Yeah.
Limbo looked cool. I tried the demo. The thing about these games is I see everybody playing them like as soon as they come out, and that's like all they play, and then
boom, done.
Five days later, it's over.
Yeah.
Which is why I haven't got Castlevania or Monday Night Combat. Or
they played Castlevania for a long time.
They played for a few weeks, and now they're done.
Out of all of those, they played them for a long time because they were getting the achievements.
Does anyone know if Castlevania comes with Avatar items?
I
don't think so. Because if they did, then we'd have seen
them. Yeah, all of our friends would have been wearing them by now. We had like four or five people play it out of our friends.
Yeah.
That were all playing it all the time. I could still see myself like when you beat Castlevania or if you beat Limbo, I don't know about replayability on those two games, but Monday Night Combat, yeah, Monday I could see myself playing that over and over.
Yeah.
Like I still have fun with it. I'm still not done with it. I just haven't had time to play it because I've been playing so many things right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And RO has been taking up a lot of my time lately. I know.
That game's never gonna let us go.
It's fuck that game.
Seriously, fuck that game.
We should get Robert to play with us.
No. WoW's already bad enough.
All right. Yeah, I was actually talking to Jose this morning around 8 or so. I don't know. He was just talking a lot about WoW again, and I was just like, I kind of want to play again.
Yeah, I've been thinking about playing again for a while.
Yeah.
Just because I'm reading all this Cataclysm
2 months.
Stuff.
You got 2 months to wait, and I'm telling you, the beta is awesome. And it's a beta, so when the game comes out,
it's going to be that much
that's
better.
The thing, though. Yeah. Like, I do want to play, but my brother is using my account. Because my brother and I, we would always, one of us would get bored of the game and then give up on it and be like, okay, just use my account. There's no reason to buy the whole thing again.
Do you guys share one character?
No, we share one account, though.
Well, just get another account with the same last name, and you can transfer your characters between the two.
It's not the characters I'm worried about.
You have to buy the games all over again. You have to buy first.
Buy everything again. I just counted it all up with Cataclysm and everything. It's going to be like $80 just to buy it all again. And
not even with Cataclysm,
$15 a month.
It's fucking the first one's $20. Second one's $20.
You can get the first one pretty cheap. You can get the first one like for like $10, maybe.
If you're lucky.
As long as you don't need the disc, because you can buy the CD key for Vanilla WoW. For super cheap on the internet.
Okay.
But
I like.
If you really want to play and you don't care about the name on the account, I have 3 accounts and 2 of them are inactive for like 2 years now. I can give you. And I think they have like a 70 warrior and
why,
some of them.
Why do you have 3?
Because I used to.
Gold farm.
No one. I used to.
Dual client.
I used to bot and let it level me up in Artrak Valley. An Ultra Rally. So one would be leveling a character, and then the other one I had just to power level through the game, so I'd have my warrior run my other characters that are leveling up through. And then it was just fun. Like, when I was raiding, I could play on my laptop. When we wiped, I could do something else.
Man, I did not know that you were that big into WoW, dude.
As soon as it came out, I played every single year, and I only had maybe probably 5 months of break time. And then I finally sold my first character for almost $2,000, and that's how I got my car painted and did all the stuff to my car.
Nice. Jesus, dude.
It sucked my life out. That's why if I play Cataclysm, I'm not raiding. Screw that.
I don't like doing that. I don't like joining those guilds and stuff that are like, okay, you need to be here at this time.
Yep.
You need
it's
to
serious business,
to
dude.
Them. I don't know. I'm not casual, but I'm not that hardcore.
Well, because when I had my first character and I did that and I got the legendary, the Thunder Fury, when I got it, I was like, oh, you know, this is awesome. And then I was like, well, it's fine because I can sell my character, right? And I made $2,000. And
it was a good amount of money.
Yeah, I was thinking that's a lot. But I played for like 8 months. If I was working a regular job, I could have made that full time.
If not more.
So I was like, when I leveled out, I was like,
Yeah, my buddy, he made 800 on his DK about 7-8 months ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fucking made $800.
And $800 now, you can make $800 and they don't have to be that fairly decked out.
He wasn't that decked out. I mean, he had like one or two really good epics.
Yeah.
And the I think he was all epics, but he had one or two that were just like, you know, the top shit.
The rating epics.
Yeah, it was probably best in slot.
Yeah.
And he ended up selling for like $800.
Mm-hmm.
And then he quit WoW. He said he was going to give up and concentrate on his music career, and then a month later he was playing again.
Yeah. it's a drug. That's what it is. It's a drug.
I'll tell you, when I did play, I loved it. Yeah. I did. I especially after I hit 80, because that's where, you know, you get all those crazy stuff going, and really liked it. I mean, because it was also the first time that I played past Badlands or Outlands.
Outlands or Badlands? Badlands is like Badlands. Level 40.
Yeah, that one.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. It was because before that I never got up past like 30 something.
Right.
And I just gave up on the game. And then every time I played after that, I would always replay those beginning areas, and I was like, "Fuck, I'm so tired of these," you know. And you get bored, you know. But one of my pally, I leveled with Josh because I had the 300%, so I was just fucking powering through it. And as soon as I got out of there, I was just like, "Okay, everything's new, everything's new." So I played through and I loved it. And then as soon as I got to Northrend, I was just like, "This is awesome," you know. Like I had all of my shit way before everybody else. Like Josh, when I was living with him, I had my flying mount way before him, you know. Mm-hmm. I almost maxed out both of my jobs and everything, and he was far behind me. And then he caught up, because Josh knows the game very well.
Yeah.
And that was it. I hit 80 before him. I shoved it into his face. Like we were trying to stick together the whole time, and then around 70 I just passed him. I just said fuck it and hit 80 about a week later. And I liked it a lot. I liked running heroics. When I first hit 80,
yeah,
he gave me gold to buy healing equipment. I was gonna just go in as a healer, and so I had to switch up from doing DPS the whole time to switching to a heal mode, you know.
Did they, when you were playing, did they have the dual spec yet?
They did not. That when I played, I was full healing, dude, and it's good shock top. I had a lot of fun healing. I really did. You know, I didn't think I'd like healing as much as I did.
Right.
And I had all the cool add-ons. You know, I had grid and stuff going.
Healing's fun.
Liked it a lot. Well, see, with Pallies, I can wear plate.
Yeah.
And I'm a healer. That's like a double win right there.
That's the only reason I ever got to 75, because I was a pally. But I had the opposite effect. When I got to the, what's it called, Lich King stuff, I was kind of like,
a lot of people, Wrath was the worst expansion, because they really didn't do anything.
It was a lot of collecting.
And they made stuff, more complicated, and then...
I like the phasing.
Now the cataclysm, everything is phased.
Love
and
it.
It's just... But what they're doing is, in Wrath, they raised everything. So every expansion, okay, they raised the level, so they raised the DPS, they raised the health, so everything, so you have, like,
equips
you
stuff.
Know, like, 25,000 health. And then now in Cataclysm, they're taking everything down. I mean, you're still going to have like 30,000 health, but the damage is more stabilized, and they take talent points away. So now it's back to 41 you get at level 85 now, instead of you're going to have like...
It was like 60, right?
Yeah, you're going to have like 60. But they took everything down. They removed talent. So they're trying to make it super casual friendly. So that's a big step
in a weird direction, you know? But I think it's going to appeal to the classic people.
Yeah.
People, the level 60
and
guys.
People like you that you said, oh, I got to go through this again and again. Every zone is redone. Everything.
Right, I am so excited. Because I was telling Josh, he goes, oh, you're going to play Cataclysm because of it? I'm like, fuck, yes, I am. And he goes, oh, you going to transfer your pally over? And I was like, fuck no. I'm going to start a new character. I'm thinking about rolling a warrior.
Yeah?
Yeah. I hear they're going to be pretty OP when they come out, dude.
The gremlins.
The gremlins?
The goblins?
Goblins. Yeah.
Yep, that's it.
Yeah?
Finally a tiny race for Horde. Done.
The, I was thinking about checking out the Wolverines.
Wolverines?
Yeah. Wolverines. Yeah, Wolverines. Okay, fuck. Probably going to have to close that window if they keep talking.
I don't know.
Can you guys hear all that? No. You guys probably hear that. This microphone picks up a lot of stuff. Well,
let's just talk over them with more wild talk.
We'll just
more
be wild talk? Really yeah. loud.
Okay. We can do that. As long as we don't breathe into the microphone like Israel. Please don't. I'm going to have to edit it. Please don't do it. Thank you for being sports. Good sports. Sports fans. Nah, dude, if we wanted to talk about WoW, we'd get Jose up on Skype right now.
Oh, God. He will not shut up about it. We've all played WoW, and half the stuff he's talking about, we don't know what he's talking about.
Yeah. I was deep into WoW when I played, like, after I hit 80 and everything, because Josh was there with me, and he was pushing me through all this stuff. I got into it really, you know, big. I don't want to keep saying deep.
They just got real deep in
real,
there.
Real deep-like in that WoW. And at that time, you could talk to me about anything. I'd be like, yep, I know what you're talking about.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
And then fucking a month later, it was all gone.
Yeah, I never did, though.
Don't know. You gonna play with Cataclysm, though, when it comes out? Does your brother play it?
I think he's going to play Cataclysm. I think he's playing now, but I'm definitely sure he's going to play Cataclysm.
You going to start a new character with Cataclysm? You've been playing the beta, so you already kind of know what it's about. Yeah.
I am going to start a new character, but I already have 780s, so I have to reroll something that I already have, which will most likely be a priest or maybe a hunter.
780s is a lot, dude.
Well, when I raided hardcore, I just had my main, which was my rogue, and then I never really had an alt. And then when Wrath came out, my main became a Death Knight, and my alt became a rogue. And then I raided for a long time, and then I stopped raiding, and then there was nothing else to do, but I still had like 2 months of time, because I bought a time card.
Mm-hmm.
So I just said, well, shoot, I'm going to level up, and I had two accounts, so I just power leveled myself. And then I did that 300% XP thing with a friend. And so it's like, I just have all these characters that are just 80 and nothing else. They have no gear, no nothing.
You just got them up to have them.
Like, I leveled up and I'm like, that seems cool. And as I'm playing it, I'm like, either I suck, because I played a warlock. Terrible. Terrible. I could not send my pet on people. I couldn't manage dots.
So warlocks are very complex. So what are priests and mages?
Priest, I learned to get really good at healing side. I haven't really tried shadow, but I don't know.
A buddy of mine has a rogue and a priest.
Yeah. And Meshach, speaking of that, have you played Arena at all?
I did a little bit, yeah, because Josh is heavily into it. Mm-hmm. That's what he did. Like, he did everything for Arena. And I think his average, like, score before, like, something either, like, happens where someone gets mad at someone else or everybody stops playing so they get bored. They get about 2,200 to 2,300 arena score.
Okay, that's good. I guess it varies on servers, because like I was on one of the better servers, so the top maybe 100, which would to get the mount.
Right.
At least for fives was 25,000. No, I'm sorry, 2,500.
Okay.
And
I was gonna say, wow, dude.
For twos, it was that's what I played. It was 2,300.
He did threes on his druid? No, they made him a priest. Yeah.
Okay, so he probably played priest, druid, rogue, or something like that. But I played twos, and I did druid. I did Death Knight and Ret Paladin. And cool. We would just go in there. The tactic
so basically
was
all damage?
Well, the problem was when we tried Holy, when we'd get a druid, they could just. The match would go forever because they would never go and so as soon as they got they would innervate or they would cyclone and drink whatever.
Yep.
So we just said fuck it and we went double DPS, And then the goal is, hey, we got 10 seconds to blow them up. If we can't do this, we lose and we get another team. Instead of, we played for an hour and we still lost. So, I don't know. I was able to actually get, we placed 23rd, something like that. So I was actually able to get them out. But then after that, I was like, never again, because you do good. And then you come back a week later, and all of a sudden you're way down there again because people keep moving
up. It's a constant thing.
You have to play at least once a week.
It's a constant thing, it is. You have to play 10 games once a week, I think, right?
Yeah, minimum 10.
See, I remember. It's nuts, I know.
I'm not into all that when I play Cataclysm. I'm just playing, I'm going to do heroics, and I'm just going to experience the world.
So are you a PvP-er or are you a PvE-er?
I did them both. That's why I had no life. But I prefer PvP over PvE, but just because PvE is, you have to get a kill.
Let's roll it back here a second. PvP is person versus person.
Yes.
PvE is person versus environment. Mm-hmm. So that's like, you know, people versus people is, you know, arenas and everything where you fight against other real life people and who suck, obviously, because they're playing against you, so they're gonna suck. then there's PvE, where it's, you know, raiding, where you fight against monsters and shit like that, for the people who don't know.
And the only difference between the two is when you fight a person, like, there's battlegrounds, and battlegrounds accumulates, you get honor points. You get so many honor points, you can buy pretty crappy gear.
Yeah.
It's not the greatest. And
it's a good starting point.
Yeah, and then arena is, you every week you get points based on what your score is. Mm-hmm. At the end of the season, you'll get
by
a special
well
reward. And
how long do seasons last? It's like...
It's usually...
Like 4 months or something, isn't it?
Yeah, it's usually
because
like
I think
three,
there's four in a year or something.
Yeah, it's like 3 to 4 months. And usually it's... Pretty much, the arena gear is almost equal to raiding gear. The difference is resilience, you know, obviously...
Right, it's a few stats on there to make it better for
PvP.
Right.
But it just depends on, are you the type of person that wants to go with, you know, 10 other people and go fight monsters all night, kill a monster, he's going to drop 4 items.
That train is really annoying. And I know it's being picked up on the mic. You guys hear that train? I live probably about 3 blocks away from a train track. And living here, you block it out. It's no big deal. But doing a podcast, you remember it.
It's fun. We got the Ice Cream Man on here before.
We did.
We got kids. We got train track. It's cool. It's like a family thing.
It's like they're at my house.
Yeah.
So I have a question.
Shoot.
Has Blizzard ever done an inter-server PvP tournament?
Battlegrounds.
An inter-server meaning...
All servers take
like StarCraft versus Warcraft.
Yes. No.
Yeah.
Yes. StarCraft versus Warcraft.
That.
Awesome.
You just throw your WoW people into StarCraft.
No,
and
no,
just
no.
They do.
I think it's once a year, actually, or it might be a couple times a year. They do an arena tournament that's every server, and you have to actually pay to get in.
You pay to get in,
and you win money if you win, though. That's the benefit.
Right.
It's a real tournament. And you play from your computer, of course. You don't got to go anywhere. But they actually open up a special server, and everything is, like, super hacked. So that means, like, if you need to buy something, everything from the vendor is free. And you can't...
Wow.
You can't copy your character over. You copy pre-made characters over, and they start with, like, 99,000 gold.
That kind of sucks.
So that's like... Why would they start with gold if everything's free?
Well, what I'm saying, some stuff is, obviously. But they give everybody gold, so if you need to buy something, you can... Because they want to make it as balanced as they can.
Why is that? That's like the test servers.
It is,
but they run like once a week or something.
It's only for arena. You can't go around the world, nothing. It's you only
okay.
for arena, and every team on every server competing.
I asked because they did something like that. And I used to play Final Fantasy XI, and they did that. But the way they did it was, first they had the tournaments on their own servers, and they take the best people from those servers just as they are, mm-hmm. and then transfer them to a different server for that one tournament between all of the top people from all the different ones.
Well, you
it's a little weird to have presets.
You can you can do that, but it's what they made it is they wanted to make it super equal. So meaning that if you're not a person that has really good gear but you want to enter in the tournament,
right.
you can go to the pre-made side of it. And then on the same side, there's it's the same server, but it's just a different bracket within the server, and that's where you can transfer your character over there. But they did the pre-mage just so you can, if you're not a good guy and you want to try to take a shot at it, you can. You have to have the best of the gear to actually have a chance.
Right.
So it's, you can do
so
both.
The prerequisite is money.
Right.
Yeah.
You got $10?
Wow. Come on.
Pretty much, yeah, $10, and then they give you a code, and then they let you transfer over your, I think it's two of your own characters, and then 8 pre-mades. So you can have.
So you have, the world is yours.
If you want to
try any character.
If you want to try a pre-made. Yeah,
I think that kind of stuff is pretty cool, though, when you get different servers going head-to-head on
that. Well, the Battlegrounds is like that now.
Yeah.
Right? Because
yeah.
They're pulling
so
from every
arena.
Server.
So is regular Arena, but Arena is just set up in a battle group. So you got 3 servers per group or whatever,
right.
4 servers. And then actual Battlegrounds is same thing. It's your battle group, and it's 3 or 4 servers per. So it's similar, but it's not like the best of the best because you can get noobs in there. You go
right.
to the Arena tournament, you're fighting
people who know
people
what the fuck they're doing
all day.
Right. That was the difference between having a lot of fun in Battlegrounds
yeah.
and then
yeah.
like fucking
oh,
getting
yeah.
pissed in Arenas. Because no, I've listened to my buddy Josh talk about Arenas. Like people that are in that mode are completely different than between like you and me, Terry. Like I'm not sure about where you stand in there because we haven't really talked. I'm pretty sure
yeah.
you have a lot of experience in it though.
Yeah.
They fucking know like, oh, if they're gonna pop this, then they're gonna pop this in like 2 seconds, and they know by sounds, they know by sight, they know exactly what they're gonna do and everything like
yeah.
that. So and if they're like, well, if they're gonna do that, then 3 moves later, I gotta do this. That's gonna fuck them
right.
over. They're done.
Yeah. And
like
it's,
one
it's
move will
of,
fuck them over.
It's a lot of add-ons too. There's like
yep.
when I play with my Death Knight. I have add-ons just to know that when people cast certain spells, it pops up on my screen and says, hey, the paladin popped his bubble. So then, and it tells you actually when it's going to run out.
Yeah,
so I know it's going to run out in 8 seconds. That's right when I get back on him.
Yep.
And it's just...
But during the time you're running your ass off.
Yeah, and it's pretty much just...
Love my bubble.
You play and you learn what the team comps are and you learn what they're going to do. And one of the... I don't know now, and I don't know if Cataclysm is still going to stand on top, but Druid Warlock is the most overpowered team you'll ever fight in twos. If you fight them, just pretty much...
Give up.
I've...
Get it over with.
I've yelled, I've screamed, I've fought with guildmates fighting them. I actually have a... The funny story was, I was actually playing a Druid Warlock team, and I wasn't even playing for serious. I was just playing on my alt, so we were doing double rogue. So we'd sneak around and just fuck people up.
I've dealt with those people.
So we were playing for fun, and we fought this team, and we kept getting them. I don't know what was up with the day, but we'd queue up, and they were the only team playing. So they just kept taking points from us. And I'm the type of person, what if I'm losing, I want to figure out how I can beat them. So I keep queuing up, and my cousin was the other person playing with me, and I was yelling at him because the plan was, okay, you... CC the druid, which means crowd control, lock him down
yep.
so he can't move.
Stun lock.
Yes. You CC the druid so he cannot cyclone me. I'm going to bust everything on the warlock and try to blow him up. And then as soon as the druid gets out, I'll blind him and we reverse. And then you bust everything on the warlock. We had it all planned out. And for some reason, everything went terribly wrong. He blinded the
always
warlock. I got on the pet. Everything was crazy. And I was yelling so much that my tongue ring somehow flew out of my mouth.
Wow.
And hit my computer screen. And then
damn.
I was just, it's. WoW is a very stressful thing. It is very stressful if you play serious, but if you play it for fun, it can be an amazing,
it is
wonderful
it is.
Place.
That's why
fun.
I like PvE a lot more than PvP, because PvE, I can love it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can love it to a great extent. But my failures aren't just like, fuck, you know? Like, sure, when you go into, like, a 25-man or something like that,
yeah.
and you're
right.
you're 90% through a dungeon, and you're on the last boss, and you wipe, it sucks.
You gotta keep
it does.
Killing and keep fighting.
It sucks. But,
yeah.
you know, it's nowhere near the frustration that I feel during PvP.
Yeah.
Nowhere
yeah,
near
I
it,
feel
dude.
That way
but
about
the
either one. Like, if I die in PvP, that's fine. I mean, if I suck at it, it's kind of annoying, like... Because I know I fucked up, but, like...
I feel like it's almost impossible for a beginner to come in and be good at PvP.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You got to start with battle groups. You got to go into the battlegrounds. You got to learn all that. You got to learn how to play your character. If you jump into Arena...
Yeah, you can die.
Just, yeah.
There's no getting around that.
Well,
I mean,
I'm
you
saying,
won't die.
What I'm saying is that you're going to need to invest about 6 to 8 months into that character before you even think about doing arenas.
Yeah. Well, you should start with PvE anyways. And that's one thing you'll see, and I hated about eBaying my character, is because a lot of people that buy eBay characters are characters, people that suck at the game. They don't want to level a character up. So they get a character, they have no idea how to play him. And back when I did it, you couldn't change your name. So my name was out there, and everyone was like, oh, this guy was really good. You couldn't even you change servers. So I had this of me on my server, and he started sucking. He was losing every duel, everything. And
it's just like, it's a shot to the heart.
Used to be good.
Yeah, and then I had to just go, you know. And so it's like I either have the choice of saying, I suck now, or having to say, hey, I was a douche and I eBayed. So it's like... So I just quit for like 6 months.
There you go.
And then just I lay low
back,
for a bit.
Came back on a different server or something?
No, I came back, but they could transfer, and I guess he transferred off. So I took my old name back as a new class. And I was like, hey, guys, my character got deleted. Oh, that was my little cousin
I got my
playing.
Account hacked.
Yeah. My account was hacked, guys. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, pretty much.
And you got your account hacked, and you came back with like twice the gold that you had.
Best thing ever to fucking happen to my account ever, dude. I basically spent $6 on the authorization thing to have my account overhauled. Because my account got hacked one day when I was at work. Have I told you about the story?
It happened to me, so I'm assuming I already know what happened, but no, you haven't.
No, mine's a very unique situation.
It's a good happy ending with his story.
It was a very happy ending. I was at work. I was working late night shifts at that time. I was working 5 p.m. to about 2 or 3 a.m.
Were you playing WoW on your work computer?
Was not. No, okay. Let me finish the story. Okay, I was at work. I wasn't working, but I was on the internet just kind of fucking around, and I think I was playing Bloons Tower Defense. And I was at work, and then around 8 o'clock or so, my buddy Josh, he texted me, and he goes, hey, are you at home right now? I was like, no, I'm at work. And he goes, did you leave your character logged on WoW? And I was like, no. Computer's off. And he goes, someone's on your account. And I was like, what are you talking about? And he goes, you're fucking in Northern right now, just, like, in this one little area, like, in a cave area. And I was like, really? You know where the blue people are?
Yeah, they're farming, yeah.
Yeah, they were in there. And I was like, really? And he goes, yeah, you've kind of been there for, like, 15 hours. I was like, what? And he goes, yeah, well, I thought you were on, and I know you had work today, but I didn't know when. And I was like, shit. Dude, that's not me. Someone hacked my account. And he goes... dude, that sucks. And I'm like, fuck. And so I immediately, like, I'm like, dude, I'll call you back. And so I immediately called Blizzard support, and I'm like, I think my account got hacked. Luckily, thank God, the guy that I got a hold of, super nice guy. His name was Austin. I remember that
you
very
remember
clearly.
His name.
I remember him clearly because I'll get to it. He, super, super nice guy. And he goes, oh, man, that sucks, you know. And I'm like, yeah, well, you know, that's why I called you guys. And he goes, okay, well, gonna need your the serial key for your first game, the first one you buy,
right?
Just the base
model.
Yeah,
World of Warcraft,
vanilla.
Yeah,
WoW.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh, well, I'm at work right now. Can I call you back, or do you have an extension that I can get back to you, or anything like that? And he gave me his extension and everything, and I ended up calling my mom, and I'm like, hey, mom, I need you to go to my room. I need you to look inside my desk drawer in the front, the front one, the long skinny one, and there's going to be 3 CDs in there that are, one's going to be brown, I think purple and green, right?
You're talking about the case?
Yeah, the cases.
Yeah, it's
brown.
Brown is the first one.
Blue,
and then
green.
The green's the second one.
Green's the second one,
blue's
yeah.
Blue's the third one.
Yeah.
And now this one is ash.
Yeah, and so I told her, I was like, okay, go in there and look for the brown one. It'll say World of Warcraft on it. She goes, okay, and she's going in there, and she goes, she found one, and she goes, this one's green, and it says Burning Crusade on it. I was like, no, wrong one. So I spent, like, the next 10 minutes explaining to my mom what CD to look for. And at that moment, I had, like, one of those surreal moments where I was just like, God damn, am I a nerd, dude. I'm calling my mom, explaining to her what World of Warcraft is to get into cereal. And so... she finally finds the brown one, and she reads me off the serial, and I write it down, and I have her read it to me 2 more times just to make sure. And end up calling Austin back, go buddy
hey,
Austin,
Austin
over at the headquarters. And I was like, all right, got my serial now. And so he does it all, and they have to go through this procedure where, you know, they got to, you know, they got to figure out when you logged on that day and what you've been doing, where they need to roll back your character and everything like that. And I was like, well, what about all my equipments and everything like that? Like, what do I do? Like, I mean, I'm sure he's probably fucking pawned them off or something, you know, something terrible has happened with it. And he goes, well, don't worry, we're going to give you back all your equipment and everything like that, you know, and your gold, and whatever's missing is going to be returned to you. And I was like, okay, thank God. And so by the end of it, I was able to get it back, and they put my account on hold for 2 days so I can have time to get my authorization thing and get it activated again. And I had something else I had to do. When I got my cereal, it was closing hours there for them. And he gave me his email. That's why I remember his name. Right. It was Austin. His name was Austin G or something at worldwarcraft.com. And so I sent him things, and he sent me an email back. All right, fixed it all, you know, good for you. And anyways, got my authorization thing. That way I have to use a fucking code every time I want to log in now. And when I get on my account, I look at all of my equipment, and like immediately I just pull up the character window and look at my equipment. I'm like, everything's still here. I look through each one. I'm like, yeah, these are my chance. There's everything. And I look at my gold, and I'm like, holy shit, I left with maybe 60 gold in my account. Fucking had about 1,900 or so at the time. And I was like, holy shit, what happened? And so I immediately went to my bank to check all of my equipment to see if it was all there. All still there. I'm like, what the fuck? And then when I look closer at my bag, I realize all of my bags have been replaced from 16 slot bags to 22 slot bags, every single one. And I'm like, awesome.
Yeah.
And then he had like a shitload of just stuff that he was farming still, on my character.
And they should also give you the tokens too that you can use to the vendor.
Yeah, they have tons of those tokens. And I'm like, well, fuck this auction house. And so I auction housed them all, and I got about 5K of gold off of all this shit.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, this is the greatest thing that's ever happened to me.
Yeah.
Like, I came out with tons more gold, a full overhaul on all my bags. None of my shit was stolen. Yeah. I was happy.
They got really good at it through the years. Because I've got my account recently hacked, and the same thing. They pretty much just mail you every single piece of gear, because I was naked. All my gold is gone. All my bags are gone. Everything was gone. And they left me an Iron Forge and a hoard. So I can't do anything. I have to take 5 minutes to get out because everything keeps killing me.
Mm-hmm.
So they teleported me back, and they just emailed me. I mean, they mailed me in-game every single piece of gear. And then they gave me...
Yeah, that's what happens when your gear gets all stolen. During the negative part of that, when your account gets hacked and everything gets wrong,
they have to mail you all your gear back.
Which
is fine. And then if they say... Pretty much what happens is you can look all through it, and you have a choice to either accept it, and then that makes everything final, or you can say, wait, if something's missing, and then they investigate further and see what they didn't give you. So they gave me everything back, but there was one piece of gear that they couldn't give me on one of my other characters, because my account that I use has 480s on it.
Right.
So my main character, I got all his gear back, but it was my warlock, which I didn't really give a shit about, but there's one piece of gear they couldn't get back. So when I told them that, they're like, well, this is what we can do. We can't give you that, so we'll give you extra... They gave me extra 60 of one tokens, and they said, we'll give you an extra 2,500 gold. So I was like, well, I don't play that warlock.
I guess it's okay.
Yeah, so I did that. I was like, man. And I tried to pull a fast one, but I forgot it was my warlock. And I tried to go, well, I invested so much time on this character, and da-da-da-da. And the guy goes, well, you're only 70, so in 10 more levels, that gear will be outdated anyways. And I'm like...
God.
And I was like, oh, I guess, all right, fine.
So whatever. Yeah. Just give me the gold, I guess.
Yeah.
Gold maybe now if is you ridiculous. Throw in another 500, I'll forget.
Yeah. Gold now is freaking crazy. Like, people are at gold cap now. It's crazy.
Yeah, I had a 11,000 on my paladin when I left, and that was 10 months ago.
Yeah.
I think I might have given it to someone, though, to help him train his job. I don't know. I don't remember. I haven't logged in on him forever. His name is Dora.
Dora?
Yep, and I have the Explorer title. I was one of the... I swear to God, I must have been like one of the first few hundred people who've gotten that. Because I spent 2 weeks getting that title. And it sucks, too, because you can fucking fly everywhere once Cataclysm comes out.
Yep.
It better be a feats of strength.
That's going to be awesome.
Better be a feats of strength, because I'm going to be pissed.
Pissed.
Pissed. So pissed I'm going to throw up.
We've been talking about WoW for
that's
like...
That's fine. WoW's good.
Yeah. That was probably the longest time we've ever talked about WoW.
One subject,
yeah.
The whole nerd thing.
Alert. Hey. Yep, nerds. That's all right. Cataclysm's okay going to be fun. I look forward to it.
Yeah. I thought I was done with WoW, but apparently not.
No, you're not. Are you going to start a new character with me?
I'm definitely starting a new character.
Oh, man, that sucks. We're not going to have 300%.
Well, if you guys are,
we need to find out two other people that have never played it and want to get into it.
Let's go with Jose.
What about Jose?
He's already got it, so...
It only lasts a couple weeks, though. No, it only lasts a couple weeks. I think it's like 2 weeks, and then it runs out.
That's fine. 2 weeks?
No, I mean, well, if he's already used it. I'm saying if he's already used it and it's not current, then he's not going to have it. So if he used it on you a while back or whatever, someone used it on you, then it's not current. But if he hasn't used it, then he has to recruit somebody. And then when you do that, then you guys will get it when you guys party together.
Right.
So meaning, either way, someone has to have a brand spanking new WoW account.
Right. And I would have to get a new one because of the way I am. Because my brother's going to be using the account we have.
There you go.
Yeah. Well, you know what you should do? Have him split the cost with you. Be like, this is a way of buying the account off of me, and that way I can get my own account. That way we both can play. See if he'll do that. $40? Not bad.
I don't think that's going to work.
No?
No. Because I think he already did something for that account for me. I didn't just give it to him.
No?
No. I don't think I just gave it to him.
Bullshit.
Because his account got hacked and he couldn't get back into it at all. So I just gave him mine because I wasn't using it. And then, yeah, he probably did something for that.
Damn. That sucks.
Yep. Mm.
Well, tell me what server you guys roll on all level character with you.
We won't know yet.
I'm probably gonna join whatever server is on.
Let's play Bone Chewer.
Bone Chewer.
It's one letter away from being the funniest server ever. Can you guess what the other? Boner Chewer.
Oh, adding a letter. Okay.
Yeah, it's one letter away from being the funniest name ever. That's the only reason I remember that server.
Boner Chewer.
Boner Chewer. Nah, let's not do Bone Chewer.
Just because of that now. I don't want to be on Boner
Chewer. My Paladin is on...
Boner Chewerian?
No. My Paladin is on Burning Legion.
Okay.
Yeah, who is transferred from...
Stranglethorn.
That's right. Wow, that's the one I remember. Good memory. Yeah. We all started characters on the Stranglethorn, and we're like, oh, well, we're moving servers out of nowhere.
I played with you guys, and I ended up leveling by myself the entire time.
I don't remember that.
I do.
Okay.
I got the 75 by myself, basically.
Wow.
And then I quit.
Were you in my guild?
Yeah, I was in the guild.
Nice. My guild was, no English, we China. I liked it. Huh. And the leader was Dora the Explorer. Good times. I liked my Paladin because it was so easy to use.
Paladins are so crazy.
It's like, fucking like a 3-button class.
Yeah.
The only thing I couldn't get down was rotations, which I'm going to really work on the next time through.
Yeah, there's a lot of websites out there.
You have to. Like, you have to know rotations to get, like, the best damage out there.
Go to elitistjerks.com.
Yeah, Josh goes there a lot. Yeah.
They'll tell you everything you need to know.
They'll charge for it.
They don't charge for it. They say, hey, you want to be good at the game? Be like us.
Yeah. Be the opposite of what you're doing now.
No.
But no, I'm looking forward to it. Let's get off of WoW.
Yeah,
though.
Yeah.
let's move to something else.
I want to go home and play like right now.
Yeah, see, that's what happens.
Let's go on to RO.
Woo! That good old 10-year MMO.
Wow. It has been 10 years. It's probably been more than 10 years.
I don't know.
It's just not gonna.
We
get
were beta testers for that game, Cherry. We fucking tested that game before it was even out.
Still
That's
playing.
How long it was. They didn't even have second classes when we first played. Now there's like a billion.
I feel like they didn't even have all of the first classes.
They didn't. They missed.
They were missing some. I can't remember what. I was too young. I was like 12. He's thinking.
Yeah, so I'm thinking. You guys should be talking.
I don't know Arrow, so I can't.
Well, you can talk about something else. Any other MMOs you've been playing lately?
Or Robert? In the past? Great MMOs you've played in the past that just you always think about at right night now, when you're laying in bed.
Man, I think it was WoW, and for a while I was trying to get out of my WoW phase, so I was just testing everything. So I tested the Lego one.
Oh, we know that.
I tested.
We do
know
that
all about that.
I tested APB.
That was terrible.
Was it Crime?
Crimecraft.
Yeah.
I never made it into that. And then when it came out, I heard nobody liked it.
It's free now.
It's free to play.
Wow. Free to play. And then Lord of the Rings is free now, so I was going to try that out.
Is it free now? Yep. It's not. Now?
Is it? No.
I think it's coming out soon. That's free.
It was September like 15th. They're going to be free.
I thought it was beginning of September.
We're going to
have a beta. They have a beta for it now.
We'll roll in there.
All right. Yeah. Make my Legolas.
Mage was one of the characters. Mage was one of the classes.
Mage wasn't out yet?
Yep.
Wow. I would think it'd be like Merchant or something useless.
It was Mage and Merchant.
Because that was useless. There's no point.
Because when they kicked up.
They have a class. Hey, you guys want to buy stuff?
That's basically what it is. All their skills are basically about making money, and they have like one attack skill.
They have one attack skill that uses money to hit people.
That is retarded.
So there's no point in making that class unless you have a lot of money on a different character that you can transfer over.
Or you're making a shitload of money on that character.
That is stupid.
Yeah. But, those two classes. Because I remember when Iroh came out, I went to Mage immediately because I was Thief. Right. And I loved it in beta, and then like when the finalized version came out, I was like fucking Mage all the way, because Geffen, that was my hometown, dude. And I remember begging this one guy like to teach me. I was like, how the fuck do I do this job quest? I don't fucking understand. Granted, I was 12, so I didn't really understand anything.
So you didn't say it that coherently. You're like, I didn't help.
Probably every third letter was a number, and there was probably 1,000 Z's, exclamation points, and question marks. And as many backwards letters as I could put, and as many faces as the text box let me have. That's how I talked as a 12-year-old. Wow.
So you're pretty much every kid on Halo 3.
Every kid ever.
I was 12.
I'm sticking on Halo. I hope Halo Reach. I hope there's no kids.
There's gonna be kids. No matter what.
Put some type of matchmaking filter.
I've had like 3 kids come in and reserve it.
Okay, well, if they have some type of matchmaking filter, because they on the beta they had, you could put like their skill
talkative
level,
players,
yeah, and talkative and all that. So I'm hoping if you put non-talkative,
16 maybe. And up, yeah. Or 18 and up,
something.
How will you even track that though? Because that's so easy to go in your settings and be like, I'm 18.
At least the talkative, because I'd rather play with people that aren't going to talk.
Apparently, that system worked pretty well too.
Like, yeah, I didn't really
mess
with it.
If I'm a chatty player and I want to be matched up with other chatty players, that system worked. So
just a chatty Kathy.
Or if you want to turn off, like I'm not a very sociable person, and I only play lone wolves.
I don't want to hear anybody say anything ever. I want to play with people that don't have mics plugged in.
There might be a thing for that.
Well, yeah, until you plug it in, and
they were talking about it on the Rooster Teeth podcast, and they were like, do you think there's gonna be like a punishable system for people who go into those things and just talk up a storm the whole time, or what? Like, very curious on how they're gonna do that.
Or they can just mute everybody.
Hmm.
Just out of default mute. You can't talk in those things at all.
Oh yeah, that might work. Yeah.
I don't know. Or at least, I guess if they would do what Call of Duty didn't, and allow you to be in a party. In matchmaking, because then you don't have to deal with the kids.
That would be nice.
That's one thing that I really like about Battlefield. There is one thing I really hate about Battlefield, though. When you back out of a game, your party's disbanded.
Yeah.
You have to start it up every single time. Have you played it all?
You
want to
give and take.
Do you want to borrow mine?
Battlefield as.
I played it a little bit.
Yeah, so did I. I didn't like it at first. So when I played it a little bit,
I don't really like it. I don't.
No, because I like it a lot now.
Play it.
It just
more.
Feels weird.
I know it does. More.
I don't understand. Okay, I'm.
It is
I'm
definitely weird going
also,
in.
Also, when I pull out big ass ammo packs and throw them on the floor, it's like what? Come
it's
on.
It's a support
and
character.
They're talking about so, being so realistic of a game.
The thing is, they gave the ammo packs to Assault because they're the only class that focuses on killing. The other classes have something they can do to help the team.
Engineer,
had
recon,
nothing until they gave him the ammo.
Medic, yeah.
So you can at least be useful outside of killing people, because Assault is like, unless you're C4ing, then you're not making very many points unless you're putting down ammo packs for your team.
And their final gun sucks.
Really?
I like it.
Fucking hate that M16.
I like it.
Fucking hate
okay,
it.
Okay, so what is your opinion the best class to play?
Oh, Recon all the way.
Recon
is my class.
That is garbage.
Dude, I am really good at
recon.
How do
you hit somebody? We have to aim way up here.
It's because it's gravity.
It's gravity.
That's what I'm saying. So how do you...
It's weird to get used to at first.
Yeah, how do you train
when
that?
When you get it, you just feel like such a badass because you aiming way up here and the bullet's dropping right where
still,
you want it to drop.
Still, how do you... Okay, what does he move? What if he moves?
That see okay well see
that's
the
same thing for any sniper.
Yeah, but
what
it's
if
so,
he moves?
But with Call of Duty, if he moves, I go. Bah, 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 bah. I guess
you get automatic sniper rifles.
Yeah, you get
then,
you get
yeah.
some semi-automatics too, but the thing is that like I grew up around hunting in my life. Like
yeah.
my dad's father's side, that's what he did. You know, he went hunting all the time, and I grew up around it. Went deer hunting and everything like that. Guns was something that I grew up around, mm-hmm. so I knew a lot about how bullets drop, how they affect with wind and everything. Going into that was just complete natural to me. And Terry is completely right, though. Like, after a while, you get so used to it where it's like, it's just, it becomes a reaction
like,
where you're just like,
I
you don't even aim
here.
At the person. You're just like, if there's certain distance
way,
like,
I need to aim this
yeah,
high.
Yeah, you start like kind of comparing it to like the size they are on your crosshairs, and you're just like, okay, well, just go for it, and like you aim up a little bit and just shoot. If you're uphill, you don't have to aim as high,
right?
You know,
just like seriously, headshot comes up, you're just like
yeah, dude, fucking you feel so awesome, especially shooting people like through buildings and stuff. You're just like,
and then the kill cam comes up and they're watching you and you're just like, what?
Yeah, it's a very it's the
so
most satisfying
you, so
feeling ever.
Both
yeah.
of you agree that the best class in the
Terry,
game...
Terry, no.
I don't agree that it's the best, because I jump to every class.
So what do you, play the most? What do you play the most?
Probably Engineer now, but that's the thing. I go in phases. I'll get in the phase where like I'm really into this class, that's all I want to play. Then I start playing a different one, I'm like, okay, this is all I want to play now. Right now, I'm really heavy into Engineer.
Yeah, I was also. I'm trying to get the achievement for getting all the classes. There we go.
Okay.
This little ball. Your mic ball.
My mic ball. Anyways, I'm trying to get the achievement for getting all the classes, and getting the unlock all weapons for all classes and stuff like that. And I'm trying to get the achievements for like using the spec act weapons.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I got the one for the engineer really quick. And the only reason is because I really, really like the UMP-45. That was, like, one of my main guns in Duty 2 and, like, just going into here. I got that, and I hated it at first. I really did.
Right.
And then you get that
stabilizer
thing. The submachine gun stabilizer. Fucking night and day, dude. I was destroying people. I was coming out of games doing, like, 32 and 4. You know, it was like just like playing Duty, dude. I felt like, yeah, I'm doing great, you know? I feel awesome. And, then after I got that achievement, I was like, fuck, I can't play this class anymore. You know, and now I'm working on Assault, because the only two other ones I have to do is Assault and Medic, and I know I'm really going to like Medic.
Right.
Because the last gun on Medic, fucking sick,
oh,
dude.
It's ridiculous.
It's like a stream of bullets that just goes out of nowhere, because Medics use LMGs.
Yeah.
So you,
which is crazy.
Yeah, it's weird, yeah, I know. But it makes sense, because they're not there to, you know, really fight. They need large clips to not worry about reloading all the time.
Yeah.
But their last gun, which you can get by cheating by doing the Dr. Pepper codes.
Dr. Pepper, yeah.
Yep.
What?
Yeah, the Dr. Pepper has this promotion where it's giving out codes for EA games.
Uh-huh.
And the best one out of all of them, like for Skate 3, it's like fucking gamer pictures and shit like that, or mm-hmm. a background. It's gay as fuck.
How do you find this out?
The Battlefield ones.
It's been on their bottles forever.
They were promoting it
on their bottles, on their cans,
bottles on the site,
the bottles,
that.
The plastic bottles under the cap as a code.
And so you go pay a dollar,
and you take it to drpepper.com for
anymore, though.
Huh?
Are they still selling those?
Yeah, they are. And you go on drpepper.com and you go for redeem code.
And it's
a random
one.
You make an account and you sign in on Xbox Live on like a different tab or something. And no, everyone is always the same. It gives you an option of the same options of everyone. So I got four, and I chose my sniper kit, my engineer kit, my assault, and medic.
Oh, so they have multiple codes for each game.
The code, you
get to choose which game you want to apply it to.
Yeah.
You get a code, you put it on and say, okay, what game do you want and what reward do you want?
Yeah.
And then you're done.
And all the codes reward you the same options.
Yeah.
So if I picked up a bunch, it's not like one will be for Skate 3 and one will be for
you're not guessing
Tiger
anything.
Woods.
You can pick.
Yeah. Okay. But the best choice is for Battlefield because it gives you
end game reward.
Yeah, it gives you a different camo of that person and the end gun, and you'd be dumb not to do those because they're so awesome to have, especially if you're starting fresh. You get that end sniper for recon and the end gun for engineer. Those are and medic. Fuck the M16, but whatever. And love it. It was awesome because basically you start with the end gun. I mean, really, it's up to the person whether they like the end gun or not. Because like when you play duty, I used the intervention until fucking whenever. You know, I never used the last two they unlocked because fuck them. You know.
Yeah.
Same thing for this. You know, M16's not really mine. But I'm doing it for the achievement. You know?
MG3, oh my god!
You only need 100 kills on it to get the achievement, and that's fairly easy to do.
Yeah.
I just hate the M16 so much.
MG3 is the last one.
MG3 for the medic.
Oh no! Yeah, for medic. M16. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
M16. I like that. I
didn't like the M16 on duty too. Either,
I forget sometimes that it's not fully automatic, so I'll hold the trigger and I'll go. Pfft.
I'm all burst on that game. Every single gun, dude. I've given up on that game to where holding it down.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always bursting
right.
That game the whole time. Every gun.
I do that for G3. I don't even like burst. I just like one bullet.
I don't have the G3 yet. That's the second to last one, I think, for assault.
G3 is good because you can use it on every class. So it's like if you have a shotgun, or you're used to using someone with shotgun. You don't have any other options. You just go to G3.
Yeah, there's small things about Battlefield though that you can't do. Like, if you're assault, you can't have C4 and an assault rifle.
You
have to use a shotgun to get C4. Because assault,
if you turn to assault rifle, the option for C4 will change to whatever your grenade launcher on the gun is. So you get
which you can choose between
C4,
regular old frag grenade to smoke grenade,
or the little shotgun attachment.
The shotgun attachment. Shotgun attachment actually saved my life a few times.
I think I would like the game more because I'm a fan of smaller maps.
Right.
I like small maps.
And that's the thing. Like, even on their modes, where the deathmatch mode, the maps are still way too big for a deathmatch.
I think that's my main problem. I played one time. I played, I don't know what mode is. Is it Rush? Is the one where you capture the... What's the one where you capture the flags?
Conquest.
Is it Conquest?
Conquest.
Yeah, Conquest, you capture flags. Rush, you have to kill 2 MCOM stations and then move out to the next.
And then
it's like headquarters. You got to stay there, like plant or search and destroy. That's the way Rush is. You go in there and plant a bomb, or you blow up
the team
thing.
Does it after you, right?
Yeah, and then after you've done all six or eight of them, then it switches over.
I like Conquest, and because
you're gonna like Rush.
I played Rush, and it's just like, okay, I'm gonna play this game for like 20 minutes. Nope, you're not doing it. Nope, you're playing for an hour.
Playing
and you're whether you like it or not.
Half
yeah.
an hour.
It's you're just, it's too long.
Half hour per map, yeah.
It's too long.
Rush is not for short games.
I played Conquest. I played some snowy level, and it was all, most of the points were in a town, and it was real small, so I could just sit in houses and just, bam, kill people. And then when I played the other mode, I'm parachuting from a fucking plane. I had a whole map to go to. It's
well,
like,
see, the thing with Rush that I really like is that it's that even though you have such a huge map, it's concentrated to just little areas.
Yeah.
So it's basically having that big map option, but you're really only staying in one little area.
Because in the end, you have to go to the spot, the one spot there.
Yeah.
So you'll eventually get there. So plus it gives you a lot of options if you're a long-range class. Like, if you're a recon, you have a lot of places to go to. And it's not like if you go there, then you can just camp there. Because when you kill somebody, they see where you are, basically. So, which is why I don't like playing hardcore in that game. Because it's like, the maps are too big. You go to any map on hardcore, a recon guy is going to snipe you, and you're not going to know where it's from ever. Because it's going to be one shot and you're dead, whether he hits you in the head or not.
Hits you in the toe.
Yeah, hits you in the toe, you're dead. You don't see where he is, so you're just blind the whole game. And there's no way to find them.
Douches.
The maps are way too big for hardcore, but for regular mode. And it's not like you take that many bullets in regular mode.
Yeah. Regular mode is definitely... it's much more...
fun?
Well, fun, yes. Less forgiving than Call of Duty is. Like, Call of Duty, you could take probably a few more bullets.
Right.
Before you die.
Yeah.
This game is kind of like, you die and you're like, fuck.
It's but like the good thing about this game... You're trying to round that corner, and you know if you were playing Call of Duty, you would make it around the corner, but you won't make it around the corner in Battlefield.
The thing with Battlefield, though, is that I went in it from the beginning not giving a shit about my KD.
Yeah, I don't.
I have 1,000 times more fun with this game.
Yeah,
because my KD is pretty good on my other account.
KD, yeah, you don't do that bad in the game, and it's not important. KD is not important because that's not how you.
It's
win
not
the
even
games.
Important in duty though. No one can see it really.
Well, the KD itself is not important, but how many kills you get, how many deaths you take, that's important in deathmatch because that's how you win the round by getting the kills.
Yep,
that's not how you win rounds in Battlefield.
No, but dying a lot on the attacking side of...
Yeah, when you're attacking, if you die a lot... Because
when you attack,
yeah,
you have a certain amount of lives. You have 75 lives to start with.
Yeah.
For every station.
Mm-hmm. And that's for Rush. For Conquest, it's a lot more forgiving. You have like 250 points to begin with. They upped it. It didn't used to be that. It used to be like 100, and they had an update, and now it's like 250 for Conquest.
250.
Well, that's why I don't play Conquest.
I'm going to try it when Vietnam comes out. I'll try it. I'll give it one more shot. But if it still doesn't do it, I think I'm going to enjoy Medal of Honor more. I played the beta for Medal of Honor.
I
liked it.
You were the only one.
I
liked it just because it was small maps. It was like playing a small version of Battlefield. Because it plays exactly like Battlefield.
You're the only one that liked it, dude.
But I mean, I don't like it enough to say, I'm not going to play Black Ops. I'm not going to play Halo. Those games are way up there before I even...
I didn't think much of Medal of Honor, man. I played the beta.
God, Terry...
Damn it.
Our buddy Alex, fucking everybody else that aside from me was stoked about the game.
We were ready. We were like, and then we got in. We were
ready
like,
to go.
No, I would rather be playing Call of Duty.
I don't like it. I just prefer it over Battlefield at this moment. And if Vietnam's good, then probably not. But right now, if they're going to say, hey, you want to play Battlefield, I'd rather play Medal of Honor because it's smaller. It's just like I run around and bam, shotgun.
Yeah, understandable. I still don't think you're giving Battlefield a fair chance, though, because I was super harsh on it, too. I really was. Terry knows, for instance. Yeah. I mean, I bought the game.
I
bought the game, and then
two
days later, I returned it in front of Josh.
Yeah.
The Josh that works there. Fucking,
and
he was disappointed as hell. He was like, really?
That's the
really
thing that surprised
me. This?
Like, Josh doesn't like first-person shooters. Yeah. He loves Battlefield.
Loves it. Me and Josh wrecked one round, dude. Wrecked one round.
If we're talking
didn't
about
die
rounds
once.
Being wrecked, talk about the one last night.
Yeah,
you weren't there for that one, but...
I wasn't invited.
You should have heard the... I don't know where you were, but...
I was in the party.
What?
I was talking to you guys. Out of nowhere, you were just like,
hear you.
Oh, C4 this, C4 that. And I'm still playing RO, and I'm like, great, they're playing Battlefield. Now I gotta listen to this shit.
You should have seen that when you see the whole party playing Battlefield. You know what you're getting into.
I can't see shit, remember? My TV is my monitor,
so
I don't see the party.
Okay.
That's how I didn't know. And then when I started hearing that, I'm like, fuck. And then I looked at the party, and I saw like 8 people in our party playing.
We had like a full party. We were all
and
playing.
And I said, fuck it. There's not gonna be room for me anyway. So I said, fuck it. And then I ended up like leaving, I think, because I got tired of hearing all you guys. So.
It was ridiculous. You should have heard us just laughing because that last round.
I didn't want to hear that. I hear you guys laugh just for no reason anyways, and I have no idea what's going on, and you guys don't ever explain it.
We didn't know
you were
there.
That's what I'm saying.
Nobody heard you. We were on that last round. Last two EPCOM stations. Sneaking up the back of the base. C4, the little wall at the back to get through. Six of us. All assault. Throwing C4 down on the EPCOM.
Yeah, you told me this, yeah.
This was like at least 24 blocks of C4. You only need like 10 to blow it up. We all ran out of there. Blew it up. And just started laughing. Fucking dying. It was the most amazing round I ever played.
Yeah, but I'm assuming you died during that round.
Nobody died, though. That was the thing.
Oh. Well, there you go. Me and Josh didn't die either. I captured six comm stations. I got that little badge.
The badge for doing the four.
For doing four, yeah. Plus an extra two. And Josh was getting pissed because he wanted to get some. He goes, dude, I need to get that badge. I don't have that badge. I'm like, all right. And I'm fucking already halfway through the building just running in there like... As I'm planting, I'm like, all right. And then it starts going, it's like, sorry, I didn't want to wait for you. And I just, like, run out. And then we got back into a tank, and we took one tank the entire level. And every time you get hurt, I'd get out, and I'd use my repair tool, repair it up real quick, get back in. We would just murder everybody, run in through into buildings with the tank. That's good stuff.
Repair tool's funny. It's just like a little drill.
It's a fucking impact wrench, and it looks like you're welding.
Stupid. Oh, it's fixed.
Yeah.
Just put it on one little spot on the tank.
And yeah.
The
whole thing it could fixed. Be any spot. It could be the dirt, like, right next to it. Okay. So, I forgot what we were doing.
We were talking about what games we're playing other than Battlefield.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Robert, what are you playing?
Well,
deja vu.
Good segue.
Split second. Easy achievements. All done right. With that one.
Okay.
And Borderlands, because I can run up and punch people in the face.
Borderlands.
Who needs guns in a game
what
with
I wanted to talk
6
to you
million
about
guns?
All right.
Was we were supposed to play, and you were supposed to get to level 15.
14, originally.
Whatever.
Okay.
We sign on, you're level 20.
22.
What? and we're never going to play. Now I'm 21 now. Right. I'm sure you're 24, 25.
No, I haven't played that character today. I'm playing a different one. Because I saw Nessa, like, later that day.
Yeah.
She was, like, 18, and I'm like, she told me 14. She didn't, like, tell me anything. She didn't even, like, invite me to a party or anything to talk about it. Like, hey,
well,
you're supposed
said,
to stop.
Because she...
Like, I'm sorry.
When we were going to play, and she was 14 and I was 15, she... I guess she sent you a message.
Nope.
She sent you a message, and you never
She's
replied.
A liar.
So I was
She's
like,
a
okay.
Fucking liar.
And then I looked... So I went to check, and I was going to send you a message, and then I was like, he's freaking, like, 20. He can't even play with us anyways.
Dude, you have no idea how easy it is for me to level in that game.
It is, because I play an hour a day and I get 5 levels, so it is easy. But still, if we're gonna play together, there has to be a stopping point.
Right.
Right now, I'm 21, I think 2021. So
it's a better bet for me to join your guys' game in progress than for you to join where I am.
Yeah.
Because I'm pretty sure that I've already. Done a few quests that you guys have already
yeah,
done.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to get the same quest.
So, but if I join yours, I won't be able to do. I'll be able to help you with the quest you're on.
Mm-hmm.
But you and as soon as we catch up, then we'll all be on the same level.
So you play a Siren too?
I love Siren.
Okay, so two Sirens
I've played every class
brick.
Though.
Okay.
She's a Siren again,
too,
huh?
Yeah.
I thought she was gonna play a different
sirens.
One. Yeah,
she
me
goes,
too.
She goes, oh, I can't play without my elemental weapon.
It's that's not even that for me.
What is it?
Not even elemental. It's just the run, dude. It's
yeah,
just
that's
that run.
Very convenient.
The only thing I like about that is the run. That's it.
Wow.
Absolutely love it. It's gotten to the part where I'm just like addicted to it. So I'm like I think in my mind like, oh shit, I gotta get there. So I'll just hit the action key.
Yeah.
And immediately thinking I'll start running, but I'll be playing Roland, and. I'll fucking
drop a turret. And,
yeah, drop a turret. Shit. And I'm like, fuck. And then I like run into it, and I'm like, fuck. And I gotta like jump over it.
Yeah.
And I played Brick. Brick was fun as hell though, because you just like
you
get super angry.
I go
punch the shit out of him like over and over.
I made a tank spec. I went down the middle.
Good.
The tank spec.
Fucking, you must have like shitloads of health. Then.
I do. I have like I think almost 800 health already.
Wow.
And freaking.
That's a lot, by the way, guys.
Yeah. And freaking, it's just so funny because I activate it. And it's like all of a sudden I'm playing Team Fortress 2 as the fucking heavy gunner guy.
Yeah, he gets super angry.
He just starts punching people, and shockwaves start happening.
What is your main weapon?
Right now I'm using I have my
what type of weapon?
My secondary gun is a combat rifle, just because it was the best one I had.
Wrong,
but
she go for, like Sam and go wait, pistols.
No, no,
dude, so funny.
Hell no,
pistols are so tiny in his hand.
I used it for a minute, but I got a combat rifle. Like,
it
and
looks
then I have
so
a,
funny.
rocket launcher. I found a rocket launcher.
Good.
There you go.
Your third should probably be shotgun.
Yeah,
what I would do if you're in your situation is do two combat rifles, shotgun and rocket.
Yeah. Shotguns are awesome. I use
because
shotgun
it's good
soldier.
To have two really main weapons that you have, like one maybe elemental and the other one just super powerful. Kind of a secondary kind of thing, and then one that does heavy damage. Okay. For me, I'm going SMG, probably combat rifle, and sniper. And SMG will be my main. Obviously, it's Siren because we have skills pertaining to it. You have explosives, I think.
Yeah, explosives.
So rockets make sense.
Yeah.
You know, and once you find like an exploding shotgun, done.
I wish.
Done. I'll find you one. I know where all the dev chests
are.
I can make you one. I could hack. Yeah. I try not to hack that one though.
You're gonna.
You already
did.
How do you?
You're already passing around.
It took me a while.
Apparently, you can transfer your PC character to Xbox.
No.
So,
no, I can't.
Like
no, I tried that. Doesn't work.
I thought you said that's what you did.
No. I take my save file from my 360 onto my computer, edit it, reflash it, reprom it, and then bring it back in.
That means nothing to me.
So
I tried using my PC once.
But how
PC
do you
save.
Connect? How do you send your
flash
phone?
Drive?
Flash drive. You put the save file on a flash drive.
Mm-hmm.
You plug it in there, and it's...
It just
I'll show you
it
after the cast.
Huh.
It crazy. Just reads it straight out.
No.
Okay.
It's a hex code.
Okay.
Yeah. It took me a while to figure out where things are, but now I memorized the order of where I need to go. And then after that, I drag it on my desktop, and then I use this program called WillowTree, which is amazing.
Amazing.
Yeah, it's like a mixture of like user-friendly stuff and coding. It's awesome. I'll show it to you. It's cool. On my other Siren, my level 50 that I'm going to use to beat Nox and everything and get all the achievements, she has a gun that one-shots everything. She's invincible and a grenade that does
shield.
Max damage. And I never run out of money.
And
I have I have 300 bag space. Backpack space. No, it won't get banned because I don't play online.
Oh, you don't play with that online?
Like pub in pugs and stuff.
Like, do they even regulate that? It doesn't seem like it.
Yeah, but you think
they
would be able to detect that if you change the file.
They did through patches.
Really? Yeah, because they're not actively looking out for people doing that.
Well, see,
like,
the
you
thing
get a
is,
pirated version on the PC version and just get online through GameSpy and they don't even check.
No.
Wow.
Yeah, but no. The thing through patches is that before any of the DLC came out, that first patch.
Right.
Patch. My voice cracked. You can make
that first patch.
Bitch. You can make incredible stuff. I was looking through like the Hall of Fame stuff on this one website. These weapons were like shooting fire, and they looked like fucking dragons were coming out of it and stuff like that, and they were exploding the whole map. And then, like, the first DLC came out, and they're like, okay, well, we noticed what you were doing, so we fixed some of it, yeah. And so every patch, they've progressively taken out, like, a good chunk of all that stuff.
Right.
But there is a few things that have slipped through. Mm-hmm. So that's what it is. But no, because the way Borderlands works is why they have, like, 14 million guns or however many it is. Every gun has about six to eight different like parts on it, and each one of those parts does something. So that gun, that's specific, like an SMG, will have five different types of barrels.
Right.
You know, and five different types of bodies, five different types of clips, five different types of butts, sights, everything.
Right.
And each one of those has its own effect. The lower, cheaper ones, they do like very little damage, and you know. Big recoil and stuff like that. When you get to rarer ones that are, you know, legendary and pearlescent, they top of the line of everything, just streamlined, you know, so it's really cool. I really like the system. We should probably cut the cast short, though.
Yeah.
125 sounds pretty good.
Yep.
No, hey, it doesn't.
No? What else do you want to talk about?
Stormtroopers.
I love them. I want a costume. I want the ice one.
The what?
The one on the ice. I forgot what it's called. The stormtrooper, the ice one, when they're Hoth? Outside. Huh?
Hoth stormtrooper?
I don't think that's what they're called.
Well, that doesn't sound right. Anyway.
What is an ice stormtrooper?
A stormtrooper that goes on the ice, okay?
Yeah, duh. Jeez. His white camo.
Yeah. His icicles off his helmet.
Yeah.
That's what it is. It's ice helmet.
Yeah. As it grows icicles off of his knuckles like Wolverine.
And he goes, arr!
Just punch
like
people.
Iceman Wolverine.
Iceman-verine.
Icerine.
Iceman-verine.
Iceman-verine.
Iceman. Ice Marine.
Wolver Iceman.
Ice Marine.
Ice Marine.
Ice Marine.
Okay. All right. Let's ridiculous. Quit on that. All right.
Name of the podcast, Ice Marine. All
right. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Got any questions, comments, sexy pictures, email me at lolthecast@gmail.com. And you can visit our website at thebestpodcast.podbean.com if you ever want to check out any of the links we talked about in today's show.
Which is wow.com and Borderlands and a little bit of Battlefield.
EA.com.
I'm going to just put a link for Google on there and you can do it.
We'll figure it out.
You guys are good at this. All right. Thanks for listening.